So, as you guys probably know, we do a number of e-commerce sites from time to time, and one of our longest running websites is Wiltshire Farm Foods, which sells frozen meals to old people. And I love doing e-commerce sites. They're by far my favourite type of site to work on, and I would love to do some more of them. I enjoy them that much. And the reason I love them so much is because little changes can make a big difference. Let me give you an example of what I mean. We recently redid the product listings for Wiltshire Farm Foods. And previously, the product listing provided loads of information to people. We provided the name of the meal, we provided its product code, a description of it. There was, the price, the quantity, add to basket, nutritional information, customer ratings, etc., etc. Now, your initial reaction, and I've seen this written on other sites, is that, you know, you can never give people too much information, that that they want loads of information on a product to make their choice. And to some degree, I agree with this. But when it's down to when you choose to provide that information. What we were doing was giving them all of that information far too early, that as people were scanning down a list of products, they were seeing a heck of a lot of detailed information very high up. And it was causing confusion, and it was making the whole experience feel overwhelming. And I think people were suffering from choice paralysis. If you go to WiltshireFarmFoods.com now and look at the product listings, it's much, much cleaner, much, much simpler, and much more focused. We focused it down on what really makes the decision as to whether to buy something or not. And when it comes to a meal, it's, does it look nice? Does it, you know, does it look tasty? Am I going to want to eat it? We've gone from making it an intellectual decision, you know, is it, has it got good customer references, you know, ratings? Is it meet my nutritional value, you know, my nutritional requirements, to do it, making the choice to buy an emotional response instead? And we've done that by basically focusing on the picture. We have a massive big picture of each meal now that really makes the whole thing look a lot more appetizing, and increases your desire to want to buy. So I guess that's my tip, really, that if you're running an e-commerce site, don't just make it all about the information. Make it about engaging people emotionally as well. Now, often that's using big pictures, but sometimes it's talking about how a product can solve a problem or make life easier or whatever. But selling is not just about providing information. It's about connecting with people on an emotional level as well.